Indeed. Indeed, we are
at the beautiful Fox Hills Learning Center, home of the, what does it say up there on our link? Jordan Young,
Jordan Young
Golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I got that right.
Yeah.
You like that?
It's okay. Tough to spell.
So glad you guys could join us on a Sunday night here. Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Of course, Jordan Young here. Mike Fay as well. And BC in parts unknown. What's up, BC?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just a little out west with the fruits and nuts. No big deal. Mm-hmm.
U.S. Women's Amateur, right, BC?
U.S. Women's Am, yeah. At Chambers Bay. Wow. Wow. That's all I got to say about this place. Wow.
Chambers Bay. When we hear Chambers Bay and USGA, we don't hear a lot of good comments. Has it changed?
Yeah, they redid the greens 2 years ago. They resod them with all Poe. You know, they're kind of Poe bent mixed. They're really good. I mean, there's no complaints about conditioning. The fairways are great. They're all fescue, but there's just a lot of slopes here. A lot of. It's going to be a lot of three putt this week.
Where Jordan Spieth won there. Mm-hmm. Dustin Johnson. Yep. They were kind of battling down the end. And they had the train that bullets mm-hmm. by there.
Yeah, the train's awesome.
Every 5 minutes. Yeah.
Crazy.
For those of you that are watching on one of our streaming platforms, I mean, whether you're listening to us the traditional way or streaming on one of our platforms, BC, that is a beauty of a hat. Can you tell everybody what hat you're wearing?
That is the U.S. Open at the Country Club this year.
Yes.
Thanks to my wife. Got me a little bucket hat.
Nice.
Thanks to James Pine for getting me there. You know.
That's a beauty. You got the little clovers that are rounding the brim. Is that the best way to say it?
Oh yeah, yeah, all over. Oh yeah.
All right, so we are out here at Fox Hills. Boy, it's packed out here today, Jordan. I pulled up. I couldn't believe how many people were out here.
It's a busy place, as BC knows. We spend a lot of time here, and you know, it's. I wasn't shocked when I pulled in and the parking lot was almost full at 6:45 at night. You know, we have a lot of guys here that work hard with a lot of kids and a couple of gals too. And, you know, it's, you got to spread everybody out. We all can't be out here between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock on a Saturday and a Sunday. So,
well, they were smart today too. They waited for the temperature to drop the 14 degrees after the rain too. Let's be honest. As we were all talking before the show, BC, it has been like Georgia hot here the last few days. You would love it. I know that's your jam, but I mean 2,000% humidity, but that rain comes in and drops that temperature. I mean, it dropped like, what was it, 14 degrees? Dropped about 14 degrees this afternoon.
I don't know. I was in my car with the air conditioner, I'll tell you, from Toronto. So it was easy.
I'm with you there. So much to get into today, but I do have to start with this. Another fantastic Rocket Mortgage Classic, and they announced they are going to be moving it to the last, well, it depends the way you want to look at it, the last weekend of June, first weekend of July. The timing just seems perfect for it, fellas.
I mean,
I think you'll get a better field.
Yep.
You know, to tell you the truth, I think some guys were resting. I think you'll get some big names next year. You know, it was just a little confusing this year with the schedule change. But I think next year, yeah, they will get a better field. It's where it belongs.
You know, if you look at it, two events before the playoffs, and there was, I think the last two or three years, there's only been three guys on average that have bumped up into the, you know, the FedEx top 125. So it's pretty difficult. And even this year, only two guys jumped in. The guy who won today, the 20-year-old, and another guy who jumped up about 20 spots. So, you know, I think moving a little early in the year, like Brian said, and Mike, you know, I'm probably sure you agree that it'll get a little bit better field. Not that it was a bad field this year.
No.
I thought it was a pretty good field.
It was a great field.
But, yeah, guys, you know, it's a long stretch.
Yeah, it is a long stretch. And BC, like you were saying, more guys are going to be coming in earlier because they need them points, right? So, I'll be good.
I think so. And Jack's tournament's right the weekend. Probably the it'll be after the Open, right? That'll be the week after the Open. So, I think they'll get a strong field that week. you know, you go Jack's Tournament, U.S. Open, and then Rocket Mortgage. That's a good Midwest run.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Fantastic run. Perfect timing for it. A tournament that, as we said last week, and you heard even after we went off the air, the guys love it. People were just glowing about the way they were treated, about the course, and obviously we're all excited for it. I'm sure we'll be out there again, no doubt about that, but I just like to hear those positives coming out because, I mean, I'll ask you guys. You guys have been all over the place. Does Michigan have the reputation nationally that, quite frankly, it should have for golf?
No. Not even close.
Really?
You say Michigan, like I'm out here with, you know, one of my students, Addie Mackey, and you say Michigan, like, oh, cold. That's the first thing they say. It's like, oh, you're near Detroit? Whoa, Detroit, whoa. You know, that's the first thing, and it's like, you know, Michigan's pretty doggone nice in the summertime. Nobody knows it, which is good. They can stay away. But, you know, the persona of Detroit is still not lifted yet, and this event will definitely help lift that persona.
Well, the birdies don't hurt either. Let's be honest. The birdies fall off to right. That doesn't hurt a darn thing. So looking forward to it again, late June, early July. If I'm not mistaken, what's the last days? The 2nd, July 2nd next year, if I'm not mistaken. So certainly wanted to get that out there. And a shout out to the great folks with the Rocket Mortgage Classic, starting with Jason Langwell, for everything that they did for us and to make our job easier. And Jordan, we're coming up against the break, but when we come back, you've got some intel.
Well, I studied today. I never study, and I studied today. I had some time on the couch. Yeah, I was actually working.
20 years old.
Yeah, 20-year-old winner. Tommy. Tommy.
Tommy.
We're going to have to explain that to everybody. I think anybody who had a child in the last 15 years, you hear Tommy or Thomas, as it were.
Thomas, yeah.
How can you not think of the Island of Sodor and Thomas the Tank Engine? Yes. Right?
Yes.
And you're barking up the right tree. We'll explain it to you when we come back. It is Spin on Golf. Once again, we are out here at beautiful Fox Hills. Jordan Young, BC, know a little bit about this place. Mike Fay does as well. Mike Parsons out here with us as well. Thank you for joining us on a Sunday night Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Well, Mr. Big Voice, I hate to correct you, but this week we are at beautiful Fox Hills, home of Jordan Young Golf, and a heck of a lot of golfers this early evening as well. I'm with you, Jordan. Pulling up, I was like, dang, couldn't believe how many people were out there.
Yeah, golf is golf's hot right now.
Speaking of hot, do you like that segue? How about the 20-year-old? Jeez, you know, I was
looking at the leaderboard, and it's kind of like BC and I stuttering here. Kim Ha Un, that's top three. That's the gold, silver, and bronze. Kim Ha Un, yeah. Thomas the Train, or Tommy Kim, was the winner at 20 years old, the youngest winner of that event, the Wyndham Championship, since Seve. And I believe I heard he's the youngest winner since World War II on the PGA Tour. Fact check that one, but it's pretty impressive. And he had really not much status, you know, 3-4 weeks ago. I know, Brian, you said you guys played with him at the Open in a practice round at the U.S. Open. Yep. And now he has automatic tour status, PGA Tour status for winning. And he's in the FedEx Cup next week. And I don't think he'll get... I mean, he'll play at least 2 weeks, probably 3 weeks. You know, fourth one's obviously pending, but big week to have a stellar event, a career event right before the playoffs, and kind of make your mark heading into the FedEx Cup.
And you mentioned he is a fresh 20 as well. This isn't, he's turning 21 in the next few weeks. He turned 20 back in late June. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a fresh 20. And of course he shot
61 today.
And a 20 under. 20 as well. All right, so Tommy. They call him Tommy. Yeah, why? Yeah.
Thomas the Train.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Gosh. I actually watched Thomas the Train. My sister has two little ones and it was on TV at our little Airbnb we were watching. I'm like, oh boy, it's been a while since I've seen that. So it's kind of ironic. Yeah, but I didn't know about Tommy until I got home.
And a lot of our listeners saw him play at the Rocket. He came in seventh. So yeah. I watched him play a few holes. Mm-hmm. It was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great story. No doubt about that. Bright future. 20 under in the Wyndham Championship out there in Greensboro, North Carolina. Purse of, I want to make sure I get this correct, 7.3.
Yeah. Mm. You know, I was listening to some of the guys on the radio when I was driving in, and they're saying, wow, is this guy the new future? Is this guy the new future? Like, what is this guy going to be the guy? I mean,
no.
With all due respect, I mean, guys can just get hot and run away and win a tournament. It can happen. And then they can disappear for 2 or 3 years. You know, Ricky Fowler's 125. He's going to get in next week. You know, I mean, where has he been? He's had a tough stretch for 2 or 3 years, right? Hopefully this guy runs with it for a while. But, you know, I'm a true believer. Guys can get hot. Like, is Scottie Scheffler going to dominate the playoffs? I honestly don't think he is. I think he's had his little stretch. Mm-hmm. And it's not his time in the fall. Like, you don't just go that red hot from – 4 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever in the summer and then just go, oh, I'm going to win right on through.
I just think, what was it, 3 years ago? It seemed like Brooks Koepka was going to win every tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, that's – and it's funny. I'll go back even further. How many times did people, in particular those dastardly people in the media, how many times did somebody say Mike Fay is the next big challenger for Tiger Woods? Mm-hmm. Jordan Young is the next big
Well, I can tell you it's probably never happened.
I think
you're
right.
Either of us.
But how many times did we hear that, BC, that fill in the blank, whether it be Sergio? I mean, there were so many names out there. This was going to be the great challenger for Tiger Woods. You started out with an emphatic no, BC, that he's going to be the next big thing.
Does somebody have their finger on the button? Oh, you know, blank the media. You know, screw them. That's all I got to say. You know, no, there's too many guys that can win week in, week out. Like Jordan said, you're going to have a 2 or 3 week stretch, and that's all you can really expect out of a PGA Tour season or a year when you're playing of great golf. And you better make your hay while you can. But no, there's no one's going to dominate. It's days are over. Too many good players.
I mean, there's a few guys that we know are ATM machines out there that just keep going, like a Kuchar. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of guys, but they just keep finishing the top 20 or top 10 or top 30, top, you know, then they finish third and they just kind of keep on going. But it's amazing. Those guys would amaze me.
How about our Rocket Mortgage Classic champion? I mean, Tony Finau is a guy that has been knocking on the door forever and a day. And we were joking about it last week. You know, okay, this is his week. This mm-hmm. is his week. I mean, we did that so often last year. And right now, heck, let's face it, the last few weeks, he's looked like the best golfer in the world.
Well, yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Absolutely. Two wins in a row, right? I mean.
And he's hot right now.
Right now.
But he's still got to go another 4 weeks.
Yep.
Yes, he does.
Look at Cantlay last year. Cantlay wasn't even in the mix.
Yeah.
Right.
Can anybody say who is leading going into the FedEx? Who was number one going to the FedEx last year? Does anybody remember?
Mm-mm. Right.
Do you remember, BC?
Rory.
Morikawa. Oh. And then he missed the first cut. Okay, and then he played badly in the second event. And as you know, I think they changed the rules this year for the FedEx going into the finals where the guy starts with like a 10 under and all that. Well, yeah, he never had a chance going to the finals.
You know what's interesting about golf, and I think this goes to your point, BC, you look at other sports and you know, you could say, well, who's the best quarterback in the NFL? You know, who's the best player in the NHL? I think you could ask 10 different guys who's the best golfer in the world, and you might just get seven or eight different answers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what makes golf so unique.
Brian?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There's you got Tom Brady's, you got, you know, but golf, you got 100 guys every week.
Yep.
I'm telling you, 100 guys. Nobody saw Tommy coming this week.
anybody can win.
No.
Anybody can win.
They can get injured.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's the next guy up.
Yep. You know who is on fire on the Champions Tour?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Fay?
Mr. Kelly is on fire.
Did he beat Houston?
Yes, he did. In the playoff, he won.
Johnny probably had one too many $3 cigarettes.
That's up in Canada, by
the way. Mr. Houston making an appearance. It's not played for a while. It's pretty awesome. What a great player. It's cool to see him come in second. Joe Durant, Patrick Harrington tying third with a host of other characters, which is pretty cool.
They played just one playoff hole, right?
They did. Yeah, they played just one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't believe Jerry Kelly beat him. Houston knocked it down there in the fairway, and Kelly hit in the bunker. John Houston probably chunked it in the water. Whatever.
Idiot. Yeah, pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, good stuff there. We are going to talk to somebody, our buddy, our pal, with WJR, Jeff Marcero, does so many things for us behind the scenes. Jeff Marcero had a chance to play caddy last week. Out over in Battle Creek for first-year pro Amelia Garvey, 22-year-old, went to USC. This is her rookie year on the tour from New Zealand. How was the caddy, Jeff? Was that are we allowed to talk to you on the air?
I guess you can talk to me on the air.
Here we go. We don't have no, what was the experience like? Is that the first time you've done something like that? Because for people out there that don't know, Jeff is not only a major golf fan, but a major golfer as well. What was that experience like?
It was pretty cool. I mean, I've caddied before, but I've not caddied at that level. So I told her I had three rules: show up, shut up, and keep up, as I told BC. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much what I stayed with. I didn't say anything unless she talked to me or asked me. So she didn't get a lot of offer or a lot of opinions from me, but it was pretty cool. It was just cool to see that kind of game up close.
Yeah. Did she ask anything?
She asked me one thing one time. She said, how much wind do you think here? You think it's at least 10 yards? I'm like, flags are moving. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. I was like, I don't want to make that decision and ever make a bad shot.
Wait a second.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, I said, I think so. But I mean, you know, the worst thing could happen on that is for me to either be a distraction or to give her bad advice. It's sure. Like, I don't want to do either. I'm here to clean your clubs, clean the ball, tend the pin. Move your club so you can just walk and focus on your game. That was my goal. So that's pretty much what I did.
Pretty cool experience.
Yeah. I'll tell you, though, and you'll hear when you talk to her. We had three people, and you know, she was playing with two other players. One was from India. One was from South Korea. She's from New Zealand. It's amazing how many foreign players there are on the Epson Tour who are touring around the country on their own.
Own dollar.
Just trying to make it to the next level.
That's awesome.
They're in a foreign country. Right. You don't think much of it because we live here. But to them, it's a foreign country. So her whole family's in New Zealand. She hasn't been back there since a year ago Christmas because of COVID and other things that have kept her from traveling. So, you know, to be that home, be away from home for that long and then to try and make it on a tour and do what she's doing, grinding it out every week. You'll see she's number one for most tournaments played on the Epson Tour. She's playing them all. She is grinding out every single tournament. And there's a cost and everything that goes with that. So anyway, you'll hear more when you talk to her.
And it's a grind.
It is a grind.
I'll tell you what, this goes back to what we were just discussing a couple minutes ago. There are so many good golfers out there. Think of all the young people that are coming from different nations that are going to play at some college, whether it be Eastern Michigan, whether it be USC, whatever the case may be. It's great for the game of golf. Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. Don't you go anywhere. As we mentioned, rookie on the Epson Tour, Amelia Garvey going to join us next right here at Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. So glad you can join us as we are live from Fox Hills on 760 WJR. Well, we were just talking about this, but the grind never ends. I will let our next guest describe that. As we mentioned, we are very pleased to have Amelia Garvey, a rookie on the Epson Tour, kindly join us tonight here on Spin on Golf. Amelia, thank you for taking the time. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
No, we appreciate it. So, you know, first things first, tell us how your caddy did in Battle Creek last week. I mean, we've all been waiting for that. We'll get to your career in a moment, no doubt about that. But how did your caddy, Mr. Marcero, do in Battle Creek last week?
Oh, he was awesome. I met Jeff a few weeks before Battle Creek, and we played in a pro-am together, and we all got on really well. And he said, you know, if you ever need someone to lug around the bag in a couple of weeks, because he knew that we had an event in Battle Creek, to hit him up. So, yeah, he was great. He said his two rules on the golf course were for him to just keep up and shut up, and he did just that. But no, we had some good chats out there, and we kept it light, which is all I need, really.
So you were in Battle Creek, then you went to French Lick, and you basically, well, I guess the best way to say it, headed north in the state of Indiana, and you're in South Bend tonight, correct?
Yeah. I just drove up French Lick today. So we've had three in a row in and around the Michigan and Indiana area, which has been, it's been nice being able to drive and not go cross country. So yeah, this is our last event of a 3-week stretch. And then I've got a week off, before two weeks back on the West Coast.
Amelia Garvey, kindly joining us, rookie, of course, on the Epson Tour. How's this grind been for you? I mean, in some ways, it sounds, you know, oh, wow, that's got to be pretty cool. But, I mean, this is a nonstop grind, right?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, being my first year on tour, it's definitely, I've had a lot of learnings from it. It's had its ups and downs, but I'm loving it out here. I mean, I get to play golf for a living and get to travel around America and seeing some amazing golf courses and meeting some pretty cool people along the way. But yeah, it is a grind. I've lived out of a suitcase now for like the past 4 or 5 months. So it does take its toll, but I think you just got to, you know, have some perspective on what I'm doing, and I love it. So can't complain, really.
Amelia, Jordan Young here. Tell our listeners what the biggest misconceptions might be. I mean, everybody wants to play golf for a living, right? And enjoy traveling and playing, and whether they want to be on TV, and just like the 20-year-old that won today on the PGA Tour. Tell us what the biggest misconceptions are, and then what's your next step and what you feel you need to do to make that next step up?
I think people just don't see, you know, the behind the scenes work. They see the tournament days, but our weeks start on Monday usually. All you see on TV is people holding the trophy at the end of the week on a Sunday, not, you know, the flights on Monday morning to go to the next event, and never being in one place at the same time. It is tough, and I'm 22 now, just turned, so it's not the normal life of a 22-year-old. But, you know, to take that with the highs and the lows and just being able to enjoy it out there, I think, is the biggest thing. And for me, like, yeah, it's hard being away from my family and stuff, but at the end of the day, like, this is what I've wanted since I picked up a golf club when I was 6 years of age. So yeah, there are some misconceptions about the life of a tour golfer. It's not all glitz and glam, like going from hotel room to hotel room. I think if I told my sisters that, you know, the places that I get to stay in hotels, they'll be like, oh, you know, you live the life. But you're out of the hotel room most mornings at 7 a.m. and you're not getting back till late at night, especially with some of the rain delays we had last week. They're pretty long days, and, you know, the work starts on Monday and it doesn't finish till Sunday afternoon usually.
Amelia, it's Mike Faye. Wanted to ask you, what do you do on your weeks off? Do you go home? Or are you here for a long period of time, or what's the plan?
So weeks off usually just consist of trying to get better at golf. You know, the tournament weeks are when you're going out and playing, and then your weeks off are when you can really sharpen the tools for the next event. I don't usually go home until off season. So, you know, this is my first year anyway, but I'm not planning on going home till December. I'll probably have 2 or 3 weeks back home and come back out here, because my career is over in America now, over here, must I say. So yeah, I don't really get the chance to go home because we only ever have probably 2 weeks off max when we do have weeks off. So yeah, the weeks off, just, you know, I'll take a little downtime, maybe Monday, Tuesday when we get a week off, and then I'll be getting stuck in working with my coach and getting in the gym and getting ready for the next event.
Amelia, I see your average driving distance is 287, which pretty much puts it past everybody sitting at this table and the guy that's next to you on the screen with the bucket hat on there too. That's pretty good. I'm just checking up all the stats here. Accuracy, 124, 63%, but I like the 287. That's good.
Yeah, no, I've always been a big hitter. Ever since I was young, I grew up playing with teenage boys. They always made me play off the back tees with them. I never wanted to be outdriven. So I think that's kind of where I got it from. I've never actually had to try and work to gain distance. And in the last few years, I've definitely dialed in the accuracy as well, which has been great. So yeah, lucky enough that that's kind of like a natural talent of mine, I think.
Amelia, how big is the game in New Zealand? I mean, golf has really become a world game. All one has to do is look at the leaderboard and see all the different flags next to the name. How big is it in New Zealand?
It's huge. I think it's definitely a big part of our culture, especially in the last few years since COVID, a lot more people have gotten into it. It's really accessible in New Zealand as well. I know like a junior membership back home is probably a quarter of the price of what it is here at some golf courses. So I think that's great in terms of getting juniors into it and making sure that anyone can get the chance to play. So yeah, it's a big culture back home, and we've got some amazing golf courses with some awesome views too. So if, you know, anyone can ever get a chance to get over there and play a bit of golf, I highly recommend it.
You can't play there right now though, right?
In New Zealand?
It's winter.
No, it's winter time.
Oh, we can play all year long.
Oh, you can, huh?
Yeah, we get pretty mild winters back home. So we're very fortunate in that regard.
You played Tara 80?
Yeah, I went up there December of last year. And actually played with the owner and his wife, Rick and Suzanne Kane. Actually, they're American, and they've just opened up two other courses right next to Tara 80 as well. So I love that place. I'll definitely be getting back there when I'm home next.
Of course, BC knows who they are. Amelia, if you didn't know this, he's played every golf course everywhere. So if you ever have
I had breakfast with this guy at the Floridian.
Of course you did. Funny.
There's a shocker. There is a shocker.
There's a BC classic right there. I'm going to go on the putting green right now. He knows a cousin of a cousin from like Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Amelia, how'd you end up at USC?
I say I got a bit lucky, to be fair. They had, you know, a lot of American kids, they commit to colleges when they were like 13, 14. USC had two girls turn pro and get onto the LPGA after their sophomore year. So that kind of blindsided the coach a little bit, and they needed two new freshmen to come in because they only had three people on the team at that point. And I'd gone over to America. I'd played in Junior Worlds the year before, the one at Torrey Pines. And the coach was out there watching, or the assistant coach was out there watching me. And then I think halfway through my junior year of high school, they expressed their interest in me and said that, you know, they'd had two girls turn pro and two spots open up, which was pretty fortunate because USC, yeah, they're obviously a very high regarded school. So they filled those spots with myself and an Aussie girl, Gabby Ruffles, who's also on the Epson Tour as well. But yeah, it was an amazing experience, and I'm very fortunate to have attended a school like USC and got a degree out of it as well.
So cool. No doubt about that. Well, we're going to keep our eye on you. And when you make it big, this grinding is going to pay off. We're going to beg you to come back on. I hope you don't turn us down. Okay?
What do you mean? We're going to visit her. We're going to visit her in New Zealand.
That's yeah, right. No doubt.
And BC is going to arrange us all to play golf at the club.
I got it handled.
We're in.
Don't worry about it. I'll go up to the cane.
By then, no Mars problem. Will have a private jet for us.
Yeah, right. Roadshow.
Yep. Hey, good luck in South Bend and beyond, Amelia. We're all going to be rooting for you. Love your attitude, and certainly we wish you nothing but the best. Amelia Garvey, kind enough to join us here. What a cool girl, huh?
Yeah.
Said good conversation, and I think BC shocked nobody when he talked about a course and the owners of the course as well.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So, outstanding. All right, we have to talk about Muirfield and, of course, the POW. Yeah. We'll get into that final segment of the show on a Sunday night live from Fox Hills. Glad you could join us right here on 760 WJR.
And she is the second woman to ever win a major championship from that country. Sally Little was the first one. She won the 1980 KPMG Women's PGA Championship. She joins players like Gary Player and Ernest Els.
Those guys are big names, right?
They're all right.
To win a major championship.
Right. How does that swing not have won before? I mean, of course, I'm up at 3 o'clock every morning on the West Coast here. I'm like, how could this girl not have won before?
Well, they both have unbelievable swings. I mean, they went playoff holes to stand up. I got to watch the four playoff holes, and they had a behind and above view. And BC, like, it's like, how do these girls even miss a fairway? They
perfect
just hit
swings.
Tight draws, and then sure enough, the one girl, Chun, hit it in the bunker on the bunker. Right on the fourth. It's played the same hole four times over, right? So it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And they all hit the fairway every time. And the fourth one, she pushed it right in the bunker and basically had to chip it out. So she had to hit her third shot before the other girl hit her second. So she's got a huge advantage. And all this girl has to do, Buhai, has to just kind of lay it up on the green from 170. And she made one of my swings and just flared it way out to the right. And I'm thinking the same thing that BC is like, how does this girl miss hit a shot? The good a swing as she had, but they were saying she missed it to the right a lot today, but she battled back, and I think she gave up a big lead today too. So good to see she won.
Five shots back, Chung came from to force playoff. She did win on the Ladies European Tour back when she turned pro when she was 18 years old, but she joined the LPGA Tour in 2008. And bounced between that and the Let Tour, and now she's a major champion.
Not too many times can you shoot 75 in the final round and still win.
No, yes. Good call. Good
right? call. Although she was 65-64 the 2 days before.
So the South African wins in the playoff, and again, you love to see this. The purse, $7.3 million.
Very good. Versus going
1.1 million for winning four.
Yeah, that's huge. very that's cool.
They were excited too on the green.
Oh, they
that.
Should be.
Everybody was excited. Her whole posse was pretty excited.
Yep, good stuff.
Yeah, outstanding. A couple more weeks of this show, and of course, this show would not be complete unless we gave the last couple minutes of this show to the man pointing at the screen right now. Jordan, I liked your idea. We need to get him like a giant throne. So when he's ready to drop down the hammer of the gods, he's on that throne doing just that.
I thought I did a pretty good impersonation a few weeks back when BC was, you know, out of commission.
Yeah, I remember that. You did great.
I thought I was going to get an award, and you guys just kind of blew it off.
Hey, I know. It was an Academy Award winning performance.
I mean, you guys just didn't even say anything.
No, I loved it.
I came with the old.
I know.
It's the real BC. The real BC. With the POW.
So today, since I'm out in beautiful Washington and it's sunny, I got a great attitude. I'm here supporting one of my students. I'm all about happiness and women's golf and unbelievable. The only downside is they got them on a golf course where the greens are like this. I mean, every putt, you're standing on your head or your feet backwards hitting the putt. I don't know what to do out here. I mean, she's like, is this uphill or downhill? It's like, give me about 14 minutes. I need to quantify this and figure out which direction you're going. The Pacific Ocean's that way. So there's a good chance you're downhill.
Sounds like Marshall's answer about the wind.
So they redid the golf course a couple of years ago, redid the greens after they opened in 15, which was kind of a disaster. And I don't think they made them any flatter. I think they made them more confusing. So on the downside, not good for golf. I don't know who can play here outside of championship golf because the greens are really severe. But hopefully Addie Mackey plays well this week, and she has a great time on the golf course.
So
that's my POW.
Is the POW the greens or the USGA or Chambers Bay?
Uh-huh.
That's a soft answer. Come on.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Sure.
Oh, all three. Yeah. All three. Okay.
Wow. When he
kicked his leg back. Vibe to go to Addie. That's all.
When
just
he kicked his leg
Addie.
Back and nailed that lamp, I was awesome.
I'm surprised the picture didn't go down behind him and break.
Tacoma Bridge right there. I think that one went in the water back here.
So what's the weather? Is the weather going to be good out there? I mean,
perfect. Like 85, no wind. No clouds, just perfect weather. Yeah, it's great.
All right.
The golf course really is in good shape.
I've got a couple minutes left here. Who is going to win the FedEx? Who's everybody's pick? Has anybody got anybody?
I haven't thought about it yet.
Well, I mean, come on, just give me somebody.
Roy.
You going with Roy?
Sure. Okay.
BC, can't pick Westwood.
I can pick Westwood to win this. Next
can't
week,
pick mom. Brooks either.
Can't pick Brooks either. Short list. Pyatt's in, where is he? Singapore this week. That's where James is.
Yeah.
James playing the Asian tour. I don't know. Who's on the FedEx? I'm going to go with Scheffler. How's that? I'm going to take a stretch.
Okay.
All right.
Good. What do you guys have going on this week? Always like to finish with that. The weather around here is supposed to be more tolerable. High 70s, mid 80s all throughout the week. Busy week for all of you?
Yes.
Busy week starting tomorrow all the way through till Sunday night at about 5, and then maybe try to squeeze in about 6 holes at Prestwick Village. We have the PGA Championship next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Good. Yeah. What do you got?
Just teaching golf.
Yeah.
Helping people play better.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. Hey, I want to thank you for joining us this week. We will talk again next week, 7 o'clock. Sunday night here on 760 WJR. Lots of thanks, Nick Roddy, Jeff Marcero, Jason Fissler, Eric Dortch, Mike Parsons, and of course, Jordan Young, BC, Mike Fay. BC, have a blast out there. Come home safely.
See you tomorrow.
We'll look forward to seeing you all again next week right here. Spin on Golf, 760 WJR.